parts of people's lives fouled with flood water are hauled to the curb and put in a giant dumpster.
And that's just a little bit of it.
Bowling balls, toys, light fixture.
Vacuum cleaners, VCRs, you name it, it's there.
Eric is a boarder here at the home of Gail and Ed Brown. Ed's disabled. Gail is a school custodian. Today, she's taking the trash out from her own home and washing up with hoses.
We've done a lot of cleanup.
Yeah, spray all these clothes out and get them all cleaned out before we put it in the wash machine.
Inside, there's a mess, too.
This is our garage.
How high in here did the water get?
Right here. Boom.
Right up there.
4 feet.
4 feet.
You can see it
right
better in the house in here.
The water rose in minutes, little time to move valuables. Cree is Gail's other boarder.
I have Steph, my daughter. First little outfits, her little shoes, pictures.
They are not replaceable.
She lost her daughter in an accident on the beach. She lost her husband and her daughter.
Many days of cleanup and repair lie ahead in a future that's as uncertain.
We live payday to payday, basically how it is. So it's tough.
As it is murky.
Oh, gross.
In Centralia, Heather Bosch, News Talk 710 Cairo.